Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:10 and change here in the great Northeast this beautiful Tuesday, September 30, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga, and just one of his great companies featured today, Serenity Care, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like their veterans we're saluting today, whom we lost this year and last, like William Grambo, Covington Township, James Paley, Kingston, Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Yackel, Whitehaven, Carson Ryman, Bloomsburg, and Thomas Beansy Culkin, South Scranton. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity to all of you. In a world that's gone, man, we got one of the trolls texting in about these friggin' soybeans. Like, as if that is our entire relationship with China. $12 billion worth of soybeans that was sold last year and not this year. He lives in a world full of lies. It's actually sad. I want you to get help. Well, Phil Kirpin, he's the president of American Commitment, and he's a guy who's been fighting for us for common sense along with his incredible group, American Commitment. Check him out by going to AmericanCommitment.org. And he's urging Americans to get in touch with our EPA to express support for the agency's proposed action to repeal the Obama-era greenhouse gas endangerment finding. And we're going to have him talk about that now. We're reversing so many insane policies, but this is an important one. Phil Kirpin, welcome back to the Bob Cordaro Show. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Bob. My Mets obviously collapsed, so baseball season's over. But other than that, I'm all right. I'm excited for maybe a government shutdown. We'll see. The Democrats are acting insane, as is often the case. We'll see. We got a ticking clock here in Washington. I'm actually really, the traffic this morning was horrible. So if the government workers are staying home, that's going to make my ride to work much better tomorrow. So I'm hoping for that.
Always a bright side, yeah. Well, are half of them even going to work? I guess they are under the Trump administration.
But Trump made them go back. Yeah, he made them go back. Yeah. They hate it. It's hard. It's amazing because the idiot D.C. government people got rid of like half the travel lanes on our main streets and lowered the speed limits everywhere because no one was driving. Now everyone's back to work, and so it's like the worst traffic we've ever had.
Well, we've got a mayor here who's trying to follow suit and putting bike lanes in.
Yeah, we
downtown
got those everywhere,
Scranton,
too.
It's
amazing.
Wait a minute. There's no bikes in downtown Scranton.
There's so many bike lanes here where I've never seen a bicycle. And we just lost the travel lane for no reason. It's amazing.
My word. It's the left-wing insanity. Well, Phil, tell us about this latest effort that you're shepherding.
Yeah. The deadline actually passed, but I'll tell you what happened and kind of what the next steps are, even though it's too late to send a message into the EPA now. But the deadline just passed this past Monday, not yesterday, but the Monday before. So last week is when they closed the public docket on this. We kind of got blown out by the green groups, which was expected. They put like 100,000 comments in saying, how dare you revoke the carbon dioxide endangerment finding? We're all going to die of global warming, blah, blah, et cetera. We put 1,000 or so pretty good comments in there, but we got blown out. But I expected that from the green groups. But this is the big one. This is the big one in terms of whether this Trump administration will succeed in removing the legal predicate, the legal basis for EPA regulation of greenhouse gases. And this is super important because, we saw in the first Trump term, they didn't do this. They kind of said, we don't want to be called climate deniers, and we're just going to sort of tinker around the edge. And I think Trump got some bad advice on this. And then what happened? Biden came in, and he was able to put back all the Obama rules and a lot more very, very quickly. And we got the EV mandates and we got power plant regulations and we got industrial regulations, all of this. So this time around, Trump with Lee Zeldin running the EPA, they're striking right at the heart of this insanity. And for people who don't remember how this all played out, there is no law that was ever passed that had greenhouse gas regulations for the United States or, an economy-wide greenhouse gas scheme of any kind. The Democrats, they had huge majorities under Pelosi and Reid when Obama was in, but they couldn't do it. They barely got it through the House. It crashed and burned. They never even voted on it in the Senate. And so if our system of government were functioning the way it's supposed to, that would have been the end of that, right? Even with huge Democrat majorities, they can't pass a law, so we're not going to have greenhouse gas regulations. Instead, the liberal states got a favorable decision from the U.S. Supreme Court in a case called Massachusetts versus EPA. They actually got that when Bush was still in office, that kind of said, the 1970 Clean Air Act is actually a global warming law. It's a climate law. You have to decide on the basis of science whether greenhouse gases endanger human health and welfare. Bush said, I'll punt on that. I don't know. I don't want to decide either way. And then Obama, of course, said, oh, yes, this endangers human health and welfare. We're going to take all of the greenhouse gas regulations we want, and we're going to shoehorn them into a law that passed in 1970 when, scientists were still warning about an ice age and no one had even invented global warming. So this idea is absurd, and yet this is where we were. And under Biden, we had about $1 trillion in regulations pursuant to this because they had all the EV rules, we have all the power plant rules, we have all the industrial rules. And so if this EPA succeeds in reversing the endangerment finding and saying that greenhouse gases do not endanger human health and welfare.
And how is Lee Zeldin predisposed?
He's going to do it. He's going to do it. The question is whether he can win the inevitable litigation over it, and that is a little bit harder to predict. But he's absolutely doing the right thing, and Trump's doing the right thing this time.
But
he's
Phil
striking
Kirpin,
right at the heart of this.
The Supreme Court understands and has ruled that agencies can't make law.
Yeah, this is where it gets a little tricky, though. If you look in these recent cases where they, like Loper Bright, where they overturned Chevron deference to the agencies, they also said, this doesn't mean that all the decisions in the past where we deferred to agencies are automatically overturned. And there's this doctrine There's this doctrine at the Supreme Court, typically, where they don't reverse their own decisions on statutory cases, cases about what the law is. They only reverse their decisions about constitutional cases on the theory that when they get the statutes wrong, Congress can correct them. Congress can fix it for them. And so some observers, including some people I really respect, say that the Trump administration is going to lose at the Supreme Court because they're going to say, hey, we got it right in Mass versus EPA. We're not going to reverse ourselves. Now, I am much more optimistic for a couple reasons. First of all, Congress repeatedly tried to overturn what the Supreme Court did, and they had bipartisan majorities, but Biden kept vetoing them. And so we can't have a system where the whole thing's turned upside down and a bad court decision stands forever because you can't get two-thirds majorities to overturn a veto. And so I think that makes it, you know, a special case where the court might be willing to overturn themselves. Also, a lot of the court has changed. A lot of the composition of the court has changed since this original case all the way back in 2007. It's a much more conservative court now. And John Roberts himself was one of the four dissenters in that 5-4 decision. And so there's a chance that he will say, you know, we can correct an error that we made. There's a chance that even if John Roberts says, I was wrong then, but I don't want to overturn the decision because of its precedential value, it could still be a 5-4 without him, with him and the three Democrats. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a very good chance that this succeeds. And the Trump administration, they've done a very good job, I think, of making the legal arguments that greenhouse gas regulation under the Clean Air Act was never legal because it was an abuse of agency power, exactly as you pointed out. The agency never had the power to do it. There was no law that justified it. And they've made very good legal arguments. But the other thing they've done in this docket, which I love, and no Republicans really had the guts to do before, is they do take on the science head on. They don't say, you know, oh, we don't know about the science, or they don't say the science of global warming is consensus, it's going to kill us all, but here are the legal and economic arguments. In fact, they say they have a really good filing from the Energy Department that basically says, you know, the apocalyptic end of the world scenarios are totally false. Warming has been slow. It's been relatively easy to adapt to. The statements about all the predictions have been essentially proven wrong. And this science review that they had conducted, it's got named authors on it. And the lead author, Stephen Koonin, who's a very famous, very highly regarded physicist, was also the top science advisor in the White House under Obama and is a Democrat. Mm-hmm. And so they've got rock-solid science arguments in this docket, very good legal arguments, very good economic arguments. The economic arguments are interesting because they've got, like, the career EPA economics in there that they have to have, but then they have much better economic analysis in an appendix that you can tell came from, you know, Trump-appointed people.
Yeah.
And they basically show that, you know, this is going to be the biggest deregulation in the history of the country. It's going to save about $1 trillion for the U.S. economy. They've got good legal arguments. They've got good science arguments. And so I'm cautiously optimistic that they will eventually win in court on this. And if they do, the reason this is such a big deal is if they win in court, then when the Democrats come back in, they're not going to be able to do any of this climate stuff unless they can actually get the votes to pass it through Congress, which we know they can't do. And so this could be a very durable protection against things like EV mandates and, you know, greenhouse gas regulations of power plants and industrial facilities. So Trump is really striking at the heart of the whole climate industrial complex this time around. I think he learned a lesson from not doing it the first term.
Oh, they're handling so many things better than the first term, and that's a blessing. Phil Kirpin, so, you know, again, why their main argument is, hey, this was an action taken by an agency which is now reversing itself. Of course we have the authority. If they had the authority to put it in place, we have the authority to remove it.
Well, I don't think they want to make that argument, because if they won on that basis, then the Democrats could say, hey, we changed our mind again,
sure,
and put it back in. So they really want to win on the argument that actually it was never valid in the first place. And then that would prevent it from coming back. So that's, I think, the key to what they're trying to do right now.
All right. Well, it's interesting. What's the time frame for the decision?
Well, they just closed the public comment period last week. Usually it takes, you know, a month or two then to issue the final action. And, of course, as soon as they issue the final action, the green groups will find, you know, their most sympathetic federal judge, and they'll get they'll get an adverse decision, then it'll be appealed up. That's how everything this administration does work, so I'm sure you've noticed.
Phil Kirpin, every once in a while we'll do the teletype sound, and I'll announce how many people have died from the results of Trump policies. Is anyone alive in the country at this point?
I thought we all died when he repealed net neutrality in the first term. So I don't know.
I don't know. I'm pinching myself. I'm still here. I somehow.
No, it's amazing. Everything is always the over-the-top end of the world. I mean, it's, you know, it's, you would think at some point they would figure out that people don't believe them anymore. But they just keep doing it. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Phil Kirpin, final question. Is it harder to do the work you do, which is common sense policy? Is it harder to do it in power or out of power? I think I know the answer.
Well, I always prefer offense to defense. I think everyone who's ever played sports prefers offense to defense, and I kind of feel public policy is the same way. You love stopping a bad idea, but when you can do something positive, that feels a lot better. So when a Republican administration's in, they like take my calls. I could at least feel like somebody's listening. With Democrats, you just get frozen out. So it's much more enjoyable for me when you got a friendlier administration in.
Well, you were fighting the rear guard action. Now you're in the front, and we appreciate it. Phil Kirpin, American Commitment, AmericanCommitment.org. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Bob. Have a good one.
Thank you. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This day, 1968, Cream released their hit White Room. And before that, Boston dentist William Morton, anesthetics. He pulled the guy's tooth. I'm a baby when it comes to that stuff, man. I thank God for this guy. By the way, Tom from Clark Summit, he said this, which is funny. He says, Bob, all this is happening while the Chinese president stands there with that dumb look on his face. He really does, doesn't he? And I mean, is he losing support? I don't know. You hope so within the country. There are some signs that with the deteriorating economy in China and with Trump upping the pressure with his trade policies and military policies, that this guy's days could be numbered or at least not be permanent. Now, our troll says, you just took that soybeans fact and twisted it into insanity. See, what they do, they say what they do and try to put it on you. No, I took the soybean fact that you presented, which I don't even know is a fact. I'm accepting it as fact for the argument. And that was that we sold $12.6 billion in soybeans last year and none this year. And this person then makes the leap, because they don't use logic, that farmers are going out of business because of Donald Trump's tariffs. First of all, the tariffs have nothing to do with the soybean sales. They have to do with our overall policy stance against China. So you don't even know what you're talking about. And by the way, this is a typical left winger, a typical lunatic. You don't know what you're talking about. You jump from one thing to another. There's no logical flow to what you say. The discussion was why farmers are losing money and you blew it up into craziness. No, you did. Are soybean farmers the only farmers in this country? You blew it up into something. And you ignored the entire geopolitical relationship with the Red Chinese in doing it, to make some silly point that you don't even get there. You don't even get there. Somebody says, that's the soybean brain, why Dems want $1.5 trillion more in the budget, while the soybean deficit is allegedly $12.6 billion or 0.0084%. This is the problem. You know what I mean? How do you have an argument? And by the way, another great point, continuing point. I didn't hear the Dems offer $12.6 billion to farmers, only money for welfare cheats and illegals. Yeah. Oh, what a brilliant point. But what a brilliant point. Oh, did I say 10-10? It's 11-10. My apologies. Because my Bicardo Jewelers watch is always right. All right, let's go to Bill from Pittston quickly. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well, although I had something cruel happen to me. I read Chris Kelly's article about Charlie Kirk and you.
Oh, disgusting.
I had suffered through that. But I never really looked this stuff over, and I started reading it. I have to commend him. He's on the wagon. He gave up drinking, but now his excuse is gone. He wasn't a drunk bad writer or a bad writer drunk. Now he's a sober bad writer, so he has no excuse whatsoever. You know, and it was terrible. The fact that he called Charlie misogynistic, and I mean,
he's a liar. Chris Kelly's a liar, and he will not come on the program. I said, you could call in, I'll schedule it, or you could call in anytime. He's afraid to come on. So tried to make it like, I'm afraid to have him in the studio. Well, I don't have anybody in the studio. And I also pointed out, in fact, I was talking to Steve Corbett, who I love. I know people think he's crazy. I love him. Anyway, Steve, and I told him, I said, Steve, I was in an 8x10 cell with two bloods. And I would rather go back in that cell than be in a room with Chris Kelly.
But yeah, I'll let him talk about his silliness and his insanity anytime he'd like.
You've been clear about that. And he did say that in the article. But, yeah, I mean, but, you know, he almost reminded me of the way Carmelo writes. I mean, Carmelo writes infantile and just lame arguments. I mean, how did he ever get through journalism school if he really does have a degree in journalism? I don't remember the college he went to.
Journalism, they do not teach. And as we know from so many journalists, they don't teach logic. They don't teach a natural flow of argument. And the left has become, you have to be a liar and you have to be a hypocrite to pursue leftist policies and support them. And that's what he's become. It's disgraceful.
Yeah, it really is. I know my son used to get the Tribune, and he would always tell me what a lousy paper it was, and he didn't know why he got it. He's probably for the obituaries, like you said, in the sports page. But then they started he was looking at the Orioles score, and he goes, "My God, that wasn't even up to date." He said they're behind even in sports. So
yeah, no, they're.
He told me good luck with Chris Kelly. He said he thinks the guy's an awful writer, and that was his own free volition that he told me that.
Yeah. It's a sad case, and he deserves our pity for his illness. He just does. Nothing I can say.
We'll pray for him. We'll pray for him.
We will pray for him. All right, man. Thank you. We'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We're going to come back. We've got our veterans tribute and more. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by a true patriot, John Basiliga. Today we feature just one of his great companies, Serenity Care, the personal care community. Four locations, Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston, with dementia care services in Mid-Valley and Kingston. All four locations completely remodeled. They're gorgeous. The gold standard in senior care. Our veteran this hour, Thomas Beansy Culkin. Oh, we tragically lost him July 17th after a short but courageous battle with aggressive cancer at the age of 77. He's survived by his devoted wife of nearly 55 years, the former Marilyn Guarina. He was born and raised in the heart of Scranton's shanty Irish nativity section, the great nativity section. His journey through life began with humble roots, including his first job at Breyer's Service gas station, where he learned the school of hard knocks. Oh, Breyer Sunoco, another. Ugh. Tom met the love of his life, Marilyn, at St. Mary's 8th grade dance, 1963. After graduating from South Catholic High School, he proudly enlisted in the United States Navy, serving aboard the USS New Orleans, a helicopter landing platform during the Vietnam conflict. He returned home to further his education with a bachelor's degree from King's College. He became the first Scranton police officer to graduate with a degree in criminal justice. He went on to receive a master's degree in public administration from Marywood University. Tom Culkin retired with distinction as a Scranton police officer for 32 years, shield number 114. He worked in patrol, undercover, investigations, and ultimately retired as a detective. One of the proudest moments of his career was being honored at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Holyoke, Massachusetts, for his role in capturing a suspect who had taken the life of a fellow officer. He became director of security after retirement for Snow Mountain Ski and Water Park, Montage. He survived by his four daughters as well as his wife. He was a proud grandfather. He's also survived by his Irish twin brother, Patrick, and two honorary sons, Matthew and Ethan Golden. He was a proud 50-year member of the Fraternal Order of Police and the German American Club, as well as a 40-year member of the Scranton Pool League. A proud Irishman. He was involved in the St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee and was honored as parade marshal in 2009. But he may be best known, or most widely known, I would say, and beloved as the creator of the Scranton's iconic Holiday House on Music Street in that city, a labor of love and joy that delighted the community for over 50 years. His Christmas, Easter, Halloween displays drew visitors from all over, and they were a treasured tradition of love, in my view, for generations of families. Tom Culkin will be remembered as a man of integrity, service, humor, and heart. He was an officer, a veteran, a community icon, and above all, a devoted family man whose love and generosity left a lasting mark on everyone who knew him. Joining us, his daughters, Bridget Judge and Amy Ostrowski. Ladies, how are you?
Hello, thank you so much.
Oh, what a proud, proud legacy for Tom Culkin. Man, your dad. Tell us about him, Bridget.
Thank you so much for having us and for honoring him. He meant the world to us, and these last couple weeks, he meant a lot to a lot of people in the area.
Yep.
My father would smile all the time, you know, and he always had that, you know, infectious smile on his face, and he loved his city, he loved his country, and he loved to decorate his house and give back to the community.
That was so much work, Amy. I mean, it was so much work. It was so intricate. And I know this. My girlfriend Cutie told me, she said, if you go into the backyard, it's like a different planet, even when it's not decorated.
It is. The backyard throughout the year, it was just like a resort. It just elaborate inside, and he had murals done, and the plants and trees and the pool, and just the decoration. Just you would walk through, people would come through in awe, and that's going to be that's forever part of our family home. That will always be. Unfortunately, the holiday house won't, just be able to continue. It's his legacy, no one can match it. We would, there are people have reached out to help, and, our husbands and the grandsons and stuff, would be able to, but it was his. It's just unfortunately got to end. It's going to be the first Christmas in dark at that home in our life.
It's sad, but in a way, it's a tribute to him that it could not live on beyond him. It really couldn't. Yeah. He was a special guy. I said the picture in the obituary just captured his spirit and his smile. I remember the last time I saw him, was talking to him, and he was telling me he enjoyed the show and got a kick out of some of the stuff I was doing, and we were always friendly. And the other thing is, and he's been retired for a bit, he was a great cop.
Yes. Yeah, he was.
Bridget, either one of you ladies, talk about that. I mean, he was proud to be a cop. He was very proud to be a Scranton policeman.
He was. He was very proud of it. And he put a lot of work and energy into it. Like you just said right in the beginning, he took pride in it. And he was the first Scranton police officer to have his degree in criminal justice. And that meant a lot to him. I mean, there were others, that came after him and people that had degrees prior, but the first to have criminal justice. And he moved up the ranks. Like, he didn't have anything handed to him, and he worked. And like I said, he loved this city, so he took pride and was very honored to be a Scranton police officer and to be able to give back to this community. And it showed, because people would always say, and they trusted him, and they felt that he did a good job.
And
as we thought,
Bridget Judge and Amy Ostrowski, the daughters of Thomas Culkin, with us to talk about him in this tribute. One of the things that I think said the most about him, your mother, your family, was that, as Moosic Street became less and less of a great neighborhood, he didn't move out. He dug in and improved it more and more.
Yes.
Incredible.
100%. And he would say that all the time. He was born and raised in that area, and no one was chasing him out. And he was going to try to make it better one step at a time. And, he took pride, and he would want to know, who was moving in or who was around. And, and there was a lot of good neighbors that, that were there through the years. Yeah. But you're 100% right.
Bridget Judge, if you had one comment about Dad, what would it be?
Oh, my God, that's a hard one.
I know. That's why I gave it to you.
he definitely, he is integrity. He taught us from a young age. And, growing up, four daughters with a Scranton cop for your father, the stories we can tell you, right? And the stories we've heard, it was always, he just, it was just love. He loved his family. He loved what he did, and loved his community.
Amy Ostrowski, how about you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he just, he was a legacy that can't be replaced, but just the outpouring of people at his, that came through his services, or that we just run into every day, and just the strangers that sent notes and dropped off things. It was just amazing. Just to hear, my mom still can't even go anywhere without running into to his fans, anyone.
Well, Bridget
they were
Judge,
inseparable.
So. Yeah, Bridget Judge, Amy Ostrowski, I thank you for letting me do this.
I
have the reaction maybe you have and maybe a lot of people to his passing, which is I'm smiling with tears in my eyes right now.
Yes. Thanks. Yes. No, we appreciate this so much.
Absolutely
He'd
perfect
be so
for
honored.
Him.
He would be so honored. And I know he enjoyed him and my mom enjoyed listening to your show. And he would be so touched and so honored that you took the time to speak with us and to honor him.
He earned it, and the honor is mine.
Okay, thank you so
Bridget
much.
Bridget and Amy, thank you so much. Love
you're
doing
welcome.
It. We appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, great.
All right.
We appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, will return. Jerry Rafferty. He had the number one easy listening charts hit this date, 1978, with Right Down the Line. We're going to finish with Elvis because the Bulldog has Elvis sideburns, I think. Because on this date in 1972, he had his 38th and final top 10 hit at number 8 with Burning Love. Do you have a live version, Bulldog? Did you find a live version? Well, he didn't find a live version. Well, we'll live through it. We'll live through it. Boy, did I enjoy that, talking about Thomas Culkin. And I remind you, what is a veteran as etched into the stone at Bloomsburg American Legion? A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, reserve, peacetime, or wartime, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount of up to and including his or her life. Yeah. Good stuff. Hey, I am so happy with, you didn't identify yourself. You don't have a nickname. Give yourself a nickname because, man, you earned it. It says, ask soybean brain why the Dems want $1.5 trillion more in the budget while the soybean deficit is allegedly $12.6 billion. Why don't we give, why didn't they ask for $12.6 billion to give to the farmers? Because they don't care, and neither does the listener. And by the way, we love you, and you're a troll. But my gosh, you don't care. But another point, Donald Trump just spoke to the assembled generals in Quantico. He's already back. Pfizer's agreeing to heavily discount their medications. He's got them in the Oval Office. I'm telling you, the things that he does are astounding. You can like him, you can not like him. I happen to think he's very funny, but the achievements, they just keep going. And they're attacking on all fronts of the horrendous mess that this country and specifically the Biden administration had gotten us into. Amazing, amazing stuff. So another announcement in the Oval Office. How much can you do in one day? Well, Donald Trump will show you. We go from sleep time to this. And by the way, back to a subject I brought up earlier. Even if Cutie buys me a Paul McCartney t-shirt, I'm not wearing it to the Paul McCartney concert. It's just not happening. I'm 99 years old. I'm going to wear a fan shirt. Like, that's not going to happen. And instead, with the money, I could probably get a double scotch. I think that's a much better deal. Well, we'll let Elvis finish it out. Guys, great to be with you. You know that. You already know that. And had an enjoyable day. God willing, I'm with you tomorrow morning at 9. Final mention of our great veterans brought to you by our guy, John Basiliga. And thank you to him for allowing those moments like we just had. But Carson Ryman, Bloomsburg, U.S. Air Force retired Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Yackel, Whitehaven, James Paley, Kingston, William Grambo, Covington Township, and the late, great Thomas Beansy Culkin, South Scranton, and proudly so. Guys, have a great afternoon. I can't stay any longer. I would. Sue Henry Show next. Rob O'Donnell Show after that. But for now, we've got to gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense and say adios. Have a great afternoon. My Bicardo Jewelers Watch says it's 12 noon. Time for the news after Elvis.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.